Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A reminder that the Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in a suspected homicide investigation. Detectives are trying to piece together the events that led to the assault and subsequent death of 48-year-old Victor Morris, who was found severely beaten at the foot of Truesdale Street in late June. Morris died as a result of the injuries he sustained, and anyone with information about Morris and his movements in the days before or about the assault is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The Crescent City Harbor suffered major damage from a tsunami sparked by the earthquake in Japan last March, and yesterday, city, county, and state officials gathered at the harbor for a groundbreaking ceremony to rebuild the harbor. The project, which will cost an estimated $33 million, will replace damaged docks and pilings as well as the harbor's rock wall. California is not the only state dealing with marijuana issues. Oregon voters could have the chance to legalize the cultivation of marijuana and hemp if the signatures for a ballot initiative to legalize marijuana cultivation are certified by the state. Supporters of the Oregon Cannabis Act have turned in their signatures at the state capitol, and if the measure is passed, it would allow adults to grow marijuana without a license and farmers to grow hemp without a license as well. Backers of the bill said it's time to end prohibition and to use marijuana cultivation as a moneymaker for the state. Earlier this morning, a wildfire near Del Loma along Highway 299 forced the closure of the entire highway, but as of this afternoon, Caltrans has reopened the highway to one-way controlled traffic. Fire crews are battling a fire of several hundred acres, and motorists can expect traffic delays of up to 30 minutes as traffic is funneled into one lane. Check the road conditions before you set out on a trip over the 299. The North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District wants to remind county residents that wildfire smoke presents dangerous health effects and for residents to use caution during the fire season. With a fire burning near Del Loma along 299, the Air Quality District issued a press release reminding those at the greatest risk, the elderly, the very young, and those with respiratory illnesses, to be careful when in the vicinity of a wildfire because the smoke can cause or exacerbate serious health issues. You can check air quality updates by checking the Air Quality District website or calling the hotline. And motorists should be prepared for road construction work on Highway 101, south of Tompkins Hill Interchange and Herrick Avenue. Caltrans crews will be working on paving the roadway beginning today from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening until the work is finished. Be prepared for traffic slowdowns in both the north and southbound lanes and be alert for workers on the road surface. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Over the course of the past few years, the state budget, with its cuts in funding, its stripping away of redevelopment funds, and gridlock among legislators, has left local governments facing budget problems of their own. Supervisor and Board Chair Virginia Bass had this to say when asked to rate the latest county budget on a scale of 1 to 10.
Only being with the county for a couple of years, I would say maybe a 6. We're certainly not in, it's not a comfortable position, but it's also much better than where the county has been in the last 2 years.
Counties and cities have had to cut employees, furlough others, and leave key positions unfilled. And while the fiscal situation may be improving, even the passing of the governor's tax initiatives won't have that great an impact here on the North Coast.
I think Philip has said it, you know, pretty well. It's like we've always just stopped the bleeding before, and now we can hopefully start healing. It's kind of his words. And it's like, well, we hopefully will just keep going up from here. But then again, the governor has his initiative on the ballot. I think I can be pretty comfortable in saying, you know, the effects would be fairly minimal compared to schools. I think have a much kind of bleaker outlook.
The county is working to rebuild its reserves, a slow process, but things should be looking up. And that's the North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.